Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Just the Three of Us, a memoir by Narciso Albarracin, Jr., M.D., is about his childhood during World War II, his pursuit of a medical vocation, establishing a career in America, raising a family, and facing the challenges of the enterprise of life made possible by, in addition to his beloved wife, a third partner. His book includes accounts of life in an empty nest, milestone celebrations, tribulations, and the divine interventions called God winks. The doctor is a retired pathologist and immigrant from the Philippines, a husband, father to three children, grandfather to nine, and great-grandfather to three boys. And Narciso Albarracin, Jr., M.D., author of Just the Three of Us, a memoir, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Same here. Glad to be here.
Looking forward to talking about Just the Three of Us. This is your memoir. What a remarkable story, a remarkable life that you've led, something we all can learn something from. What was the motivation in writing this book? Why did you feel this is a story that I really want to share with family, friends, and with the general public?
Right. Well, I have two major motivations. One is, of course, I am in my mid-80s. And you know what that means. You're close to the end of the journey. And since my dad, before he passed away, wrote this biography and shared it with us, you know, that piece of work is really very precious to me. You know, the book is right at my nightstand. So I thought, looking forward, my own nine grandchildren, and so far three great-grandchildren, will feel similarly blessed, I thought, once I left them my memoir.
Well,
and the second...
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yep, the second reason, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, sir.
And the second motivation, 6 years ago, my wife had a stroke. And eventually, with the social isolation of COVID, developed dementia. She forgets a lot of things, including when we got married, how many children we have. And so this book, now that I have it in print, is very useful to stimulate her memory because I can show pictures, and, of course, the text tells the story. So those are the two major motivations why I spent time writing this book, Mr. Brown.
Well, and please call me Rick, and there's so many people that are doing this in writing memoirs, and it's such a fascinating topic. Our guest on the program is Narciso Albarracin, and you'll find his book at westbowpress.com, Amazon, the usual places. I'm going to spell that for you, so if you're Googling, you'll be able to find it. Narciso is N-A-R-C-I-S-O. Albarracin is Albarracin, Jr., M.D., the book, again, available wherever books are sold. And Just the Three of Us, you Google that, that will come up, and you'll have a chance to get information on the book. Doctor, as you were writing this book, and you had your father's book, as you say, for a guide, was there any other guidebook, anything that you used for little tips on how to tell your memoir effectively?
Well, at the beginning, I went to the library and went to the open stacks under biography and memoirs. And it was more discouraging to me, Rick, because those books were written by celebrities, politicians, and Nobel laureates. And, you know, I'm nothing with it. I'm a nobody. All I wanted to reach really was my close family. So after that, I just went on my own and wrote down what I thought would be interesting and precious to them.
Well, and the book is, as you're reading through this, there are so many interesting facets of your life that I'm sure really mean something and with the family and friends. But to an outsider, it's like they can relate to your circumstances. And you do an excellent job of telling that story. It's probably a good thing you didn't follow what some ghostwriter did for a celebrity. You just told your story in an honest fashion. What was it like going back and reliving that story? What was that like for you to go back in your memory? And you go back to early childhood days. What was that experience like for you in reliving sort of your life?
Yeah, it was both interesting moving, and boy, it really brings you back to a long time that my grandchildren now really has no idea about. So it was good. It was good to kind of unload and capture those precious memories. Of course, you know, when you go back that far, you remember your parents, your brothers and sisters.
And you do a remarkable job of bringing them to life in the book. It's the Just the Three of Us, a memoir by Nosisco Albarracin, MD. And I'll spell that, give you all that information as we're going through. If you just remember Just the Three of Us, Westbow Press is the publisher. You'll find it at Amazon, Google, all of those places. Doctor, you talk about the intended target. Who was this book designed to reach?
Really, it's just designed to reach my close family. That's why when random people read it, they're probably items that are not very clear, because when I was writing it, I really had my close family in mind, so that my children, when they read it, their first critique was that you better make this understandable to others, you know, because I really was focusing on my close family.
Yes.
But in terms of those who may have an interest to read this book, it might be helpful to those of my age. As I said, I'm in my mid-80s, and I know many people there probably have the desire to write their own memoirs. If they pick up this book, I think it will give them an idea of what they can talk about. And this book is really more than memoirs, and I can discuss that later in this program. So that is one segment that may appreciate this book. The others are those who may have an interest of how life was in World War II to a young boy. I was 5 when Pearl Harbor happened. And then of interest to Americans was that I do write about how the Americans came to liberate the Philippines. Of course, from my point of view as a child, and I related to them the difference between the Japanese soldier and the American GI. You know, the Americans really had sincere love for the Filipino kids like myself. So that might be another segment out there of readers who might be interested in this book.
Yeah, you bring a unique perspective to those moments in your life that you talk about in the book. Just the Three of Us, our guest on the program, Dr. Narciso Albarracin. The book is available wherever books are sold. You mentioned it's more than just a memoir. Let's talk about that. What's unique about this book?
Well, in the first place, I don't know if they readers have an understanding of the title, Just the Three of Us. This book is more than a memoir because it's a personal witness. It's a personal Christian witness. I'm happy that even when my wife has dementia, when I ask her the question, Just the Three of Us, and then the picture of just the two of us, and so I ask him who is the third person, and right away, thank God, she knew God, you know.
Yes.
So when we were young in our marriage, we accepted the fact that success in marriage will demand a third person to us, since we are Christians, we're Catholic. You know, that marriage should be in partnership with Jesus. So that's the meaning of just the three of us. So in a way, it's a personal witness.
Were there any... You finished that thought because that's so important. That's your story and really a message there for all of us, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, another perspective, Rick, is that, you know, as I said, when you're in your mid-80s, you have less looking forward than looking in the rearview mirror. You're very conscious of the fact that life is a gift, you know, and if you are a Christian, and probably other religions too, you do have a deep sense of gratitude for that life. And so this memoir to me is a progress report to God. You know, God gave me life, and it's a progress report in terms of what I did with it. So that's another perspective.
Well, and you've done a lot with that. I mentioned a medical doctor. Talk about that, coming to the United States, medical school, becoming a doctor and helping people. That has to be one of the more meaningful aspects of your life outside of raising the family.
That's correct. That is right. That is right. But, you know, there's another aspect of this book that random readers might be interested in. I came in 1961 on an exchange visitor's visa. You know, the J-1 visa is an exchange visitor's, and that came out of the Smith, I think they call it Smith-Mundt Act, passed in 1948, but implemented in 1951. Just to remind the reader there, this act's purpose was to establish an exchange with other countries. You remember, in the early 50s, the Cold War was developing.
Oh, yes.
And Russia was releasing all this propaganda. And the U.S. was very conscious of the fact that they have to neutralize bad propaganda. So this act was trying to really expose to the world what is true about America. So they established USIS, the United States Information Service, all over the world, including the Philippines. You know, one of my favorite libraries in Manila was the USIS. And so this was, as Truman, I think, said, it was a global struggle for the minds of the world out there. Of course, in the 1950s, Americans were exhilarated about themselves. They were successful in World War II. Economy was up. And so they had the sense of sharing of themselves the world. You know, it was a competition between communism and democracy.
Yes.
And this country was really trying to sell. No, they were proud of themselves, and they wanted to share it. So the J-1 visa was actually timely for the U.S. because, as you can imagine, when World War II ended in 1945, I think it was September 2, 1945, veterans, of course, returned. Many physicians planned to take advantage of the GI Bill, which allowed them to go back to school, to pursue further education. And there was really an acute shortage of physicians manning hospitals. And when this Smith-Mundt Act, the J-1 visa, became available, the U.S. opened their hospitals to trainees from all over the world. I came in 1961, New Haven, Connecticut. That's the home of Yale University.
Oh, yes.
I was in the hospital of St. Rayfield's. Let me tell you the ethnic mix in our hospital. There were doctors from China, Thailand, Ireland, Lebanon, Brazil, Argentina. It was really a mix of international foreign medical graduates coming into this country, learning about this country. So 1961, I remember, it was J.F. Kennedy.
Oh, yes. This is like going back in history and seeing it from a different perspective. The book is Just the Three of Us, a memoir. The author is Narciso Barrasan. And all Barrasan, and the book is available wherever books are sold. And we'll have all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Was there any particular chapter or chapters that were difficult for you to write?
The most difficult was the chapter on tribulations. even if you trust God, it's very obvious that life was not really a bed of roses. There are always tribulations, and I approach it, I kind of gathered those down moments together and put them in my chapter on tribulations. It's not easy to recall very difficult times in your life. For instance, just as an example, in 1980, my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, and his father came to visit us. There was, in fact, we had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner that November, but when they were about to return, I noticed my wife's mother clutching her chest. Took her to the hospital. She had a massive heart attack.
Wow.
So here I was, now having a tragedy on people really just visiting. That was a terrible time in my life. I have to comfort a lot of people, and I have to figure out how to ship a beloved body from here back to the Philippines. Sad, and fact that stories like that are very difficult to recollect.
That would be a very difficult time and memory to bring back, and that's one that you share in the book, Just the Three of Us. The other side of that, were there chapters that were fun to write, that really brought back very fine memories, maybe family members, family memories? Were there ones that were fun to write?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to write because my wife is a very social person, and she always wanted to celebrate important occasions. Initially, I kind of resisted it because, you know, it's an expense and it's too much people. I bore of an introvert. But I played along with her, and I'm glad I did. But things like celebrating our wedding anniversary, we celebrated the 40th, the 45th, and the 50th in a big way. And then, of course, celebrating the weddings of our three children, two daughters, one son. And then things like that, you know, surprise birthday parties. So I put that all together in one chapter. And then another fun chapter are the God Walks.
Oh, I love those, yes. Tell us a little bit about those. I love that section.
The term Godwink, we have to attribute that to the original thinker of that. It's a person named Esquire Rusnell. And he had a book titled When God Winks, published, I believe, around 2002. It's interesting how he described that term. He said, those little events that defy human understanding. You are inwardly you sense that there's something more going on, that God has something to do with it. And so things like answered prayer, for instance, he would consider as a God way. I put together what I thought were God winks to me.
You know, that's interesting. We share years, and we can also think about ours. What were some of those that come to mind that you brought out in the book?
For instance, Rick, you know, after undergraduate, you have to go to medical school. First, you have to have the right GPA to enter medical school. And if you have the right GPA, then you have an interview. And so in the Philippines, the medical school is probably about 45 minutes away. So the transportation, for those of you who work in the Philippines, a ubiquitous mode of transportation is the jeepney. You know, the jeepney is a converted army jeep. used as a public transportation.
Yes.
They rebuilt it. The chassis, of course, jeepney, but they put a thing in the back where the passengers enter. You enter in the back, and you have two seats parallel to the ground with a aisle in between. So when you sit in one bench, you can see the ones on the other side. So I was riding the Jeep going to medicals for my interview, and I cannot avoid looking at the person in front reading the papers, you know, seeing the headlines. So anyway, I go to my interviewer, the chairman of anatomy. So he said, "Mr. Alvarasen, what's the big news for today?" I was not in the habit of listening, you know. So I just told him what I saw in the headlines. "Sir, the Jonas vaccine has been approved for public use." And then he said, "Thank you, that's all." And with that, I entered medical school.
That's fascinating. It's like you were Walter Cronkite there for a couple of seconds. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, I had the student that's very well read. He's up to date on what's happening in the news now. I love that. That's one of the God winks that you'll find in the book, Just the Three of Us. A minute or so left in the program. It's gone by way too quickly. What's the response of family members? And I'm thinking of your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. You're exposing them to a different you, a different part of your life, of the world that they're not familiar with, but you're exposing that to them in a positive way. What's been the response of family, especially the younger people?
It's a varied. One, for instance, was fascinated by the stories of my childhood.
Oh, yes.
And there's another, you know, let me just follow up on the question of the non-memoir items in this book.
Yes.
I invited my 9 grandchildren, ages, 31 to 17. The youngest is a rising senior in high school. It's a little bit of, I had ulterior motive. I asked them, write about yourself at the moment. At the present moment, examine your life, write about yourself, and submit it to me, and I'll include it in my book. And I was surprised they did. So, you know, I have one grandson in medical school, and he talked about, you know, his very busy life. So anyway, these 9 grandchildren wrote about themselves at the moment. My idea is that 10 years from now, that's a memoir for them.
Exactly.
And so that book has their pictures in them and their personal write-ups. You know, these are all written by them. But it goes, the quality, of course, varies with their age and their educational level. But it's right there. And my ulterior motive is that with your stories in that book, you're not going to give this book to Goodwill. So you'll retain it for
Exactly. That is, so we learned something about little tips and techniques in trying to continue this tradition of memoir and getting them to reflect on their lives. I love that. There's so much in the book that we can all relate to. It's a fascinating story that comes to life in the book, Just the Three of Us, a Memoir by Narciso Albarracin, that's Albarracin Jr., M.D. Book at westbowpress.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, kingpagespress.com, the author, Marketing Consultant. We thank them for arranging our conversation today. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for spending some time with us and sharing the story. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure, and thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure, and information on the book available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.